B-Pod Studios.
We are broadcasting live from the Philly Auto Show, the 2019 edition. If you're looking for something great to do this weekend, this is a great place to hit. Even during the week, get down here and see all these automobiles. They are sensational.
Really cool.
It's just amazing.
They really are. It's really cool.
Yeah, bring the kids, too.
Kids
love
fun
cars.
Time.
Yeah. Let's go to Shannon in Fort Lauderdale on the Fanatic. How you doing, Shannon?
Brother Jay, Big Ant, what's going on, brothers? How you doing?
Shannon. Good, buddy.
Man, listen, I was reflecting yesterday, man. I went to the greatest sports event of my lifetime, 46 years, man. I was actually at the Super Bowl, man. And but I can't even describe, like, even when that ball hit the ground, like, the crowd was, like, dead silent, like, for 10 seconds. Like, it wasn't like...
You had to absorb it.
Win. It's like, yeah, it's like, did we win? Are they going to cheat us? Is something going to happen? Is a flag going to come out? And it was just crazy, man. And I want you to hear me out, guys. Like, for me, it's always been like the team has always been above one person. I love Carson Wentz, man, but I will never forget, man, what he did last year, Nick Foles, and what he did this year. It's hard for me to believe that if Alshon doesn't drop that ball, and we forgive him that because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't win the Super Bowl. But if he doesn't drop that, if he catches that, it's hard for me to think that Nicky Foles would not have brought us back to win that game, man. And it's like,
yeah, here. So you saying that you would rather go Foles than Wentz?
So here's the question: Ant, would you rather have the girl that keeps you calm or the one that's all crazy and you all got the white knuckles all the time? That's the question, bro. It's like Nicky is
kind of a white knuckle man myself.
No, man, but it gives you heart attacks and high blood pressure, man, and strokes, man. We want to be cool. We had enough drama over these years.
you know what it is? Like, and here's what I don't know, right? Like, I'm with you in that. Foles has, there's a magic about him that's real. He's clutch. I don't know that Carson's clutch or not. I don't know. I don't know the answer to
that's
that.
That's right.
I don't know. I'm
being.
But, here's, if you're going to go look at the two, and you're going to be objective, the one guy's more talented. He's got more ability.
No doubt.
And that's your decision. Do you go, it's kind of like what you said, right? Like,
so do you, like, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Carson definitely has more talent, but does the offensive line want a dude with more talent? Or a dude who gets rid of the ball in less than 2 seconds.
Well, Carson got rid of the ball before the injury just fine.
No, he would take unnecessary sacks holding that ball.
Shannon, I swear, I think people don't realize what he did that first 12 and a half games in the 2017 season. It's been erased.
Phenomenal.
Like Men in Black came by with that pen and erased your brain, and you don't recall how great he was.
Let me ask you this one question. Okay, seeing what he did in 2017, right? We know what he did in 2018 before he got injured. If you're
but he's hurt.
Company, he's hurt. But listen, that's the question. Do you want a quarterback that's going to have... I don't like running quarterbacks because they're too injury prone.
He's not a running quarterback. He's a quarterback that has some escapability. He's always looking downfield. He's not looking to run with the football.
Like, he's not mobile. I mean... Foles is not mobile as Wentz, right? So Foles is a stationary piece.
I like that. I want my quarterback.
And that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
Okay. Well, look,
question.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, man, like, if you're an insurance company and you got to insure one of these dudes for at least 5 years, there's only 3 years in
risk management, baby.
I got to go with Nicky Foles, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
I hear you. You make an argument. It's not crazy. And I'm still going to go Wentz.
Yeah, me too.
I get it. Like, there is a great argument to be made for Foles. And there are questions about Carson that need to be answered. Like, we don't know how clutchy is he. I don't know. I mean, he's got to prove that.
Durability.
That's the biggest one.
Yeah.
But I stacked the two against one, like, side by side, and I'm going Carson.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we have to also realize what Foles was in the first two games of the regular season. He's a guy that performs really well when there's a ton of pressure on. Like, I got into this debate yesterday a little bit, Ant, and I want to get your thought on it. Because people say, well, he didn't have any pressure last year in the playoffs in the Super Bowl because he could have just said, well, I'm the backup. I'm not supposed to win. But if you think an athlete, a professional athlete, a quarterback, thinks that way, you're solely misguided. Because that quarterback's not going, well, I have a built-in trapdoor excuse as to why I'm not going to have success. You don't get opportunities like that, you know?
No, I agree. No, that's crazy. I don't believe in that house money thing. When you're at a game, when you're playing in a game, you want to win that game.
Yeah.
There's no solace if you lose.
Yeah, you're not going, well, I'm just considered the backup, so right. I'll be okay with
it. It's all not about public adulation or public criticism. It's about you want to win a game.
Yeah, you want to capture the win. And where Shannon, I think, failed in his argument, and this would have been an element that would have helped his argument, is that you go, it's not always the most physically gifted player, because look at Brady. He's not the most physically gifted player. Peyton Manning was more physically gifted, you know, than Brady. And there's other guys that are better athletically than Tom Brady, but Brady has the ability to be consistent and great all the time, despite, dare I say, limitations physically. Well, except Sunday, but still he won. And you look at it, and, you know, what he's done with
terrible.
Yeah, he was bad.
He was terrible.
Yeah.
And I can't believe he looked like the alien took his talents.
Like his face was weird, right?
Like everything about him, he didn't look like he I don't know. I would be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out that he was sick or something like that.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
He was under the weather for the game. I don't know. He just didn't look. He didn't look like Brady.
Well, some people said he was a little Ubatsy. You thought that Robert Kraft turned into Giselle after the game.
That embrace was kind of long. By the way, how uncomfortable was the...
By the way, you're going to say.
Was she...
Trying to get the interview?
Yes!
It's like, Tom, just give her the 30 seconds here.
I forget her name. She does a good job. She does the...
Michelle Tafoya.
No, it wasn't
Tafoya.
Michelle's the NBC.
Yeah.
Tafoya. What's your name? From CBS.
The little brunette. I can't remember her name.
She
either.
Does a great
Tracy.
Job.
Tracy Wolfson.
Wolfson, yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
She couldn't get the interview.
I like Tracy.
And she's getting down there just squashed.
But she's getting crushed.
Yeah.
There's and every cameraman, still photographer, they're surrounded. So I was getting claustrophobic watching it.
Yeah. I felt bad for her. She's tiny, too.
Yeah, she's it's like this amoeba.
Yeah.
And she's stuck in the amoeba. And I felt the same thing. I'm like, oh, my God, she's going to get trampled.
She's getting the interview, and then Edelman comes over. And she's starting to get the interview, and then Kraft comes over. She's getting the interview, and then Belichick came over.
He's a great player.
Edelman?
Oh.
Well, they were making the case after the game that he's a Hall of Famer because how big he shows up in the biggest game.
It's amazing how he gets open every time.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of scheme, too.
Yeah, but he's got a knack for it.
Yeah.
He runs.
He's a good player.
Like, his routes are always precise.
Mm.
He's small. How the hell?
He's a Belichick guy.
It's uncanny that he can win. Look at you got Edelman, and Gronk is Gronk, and you got Deanna, but he's still such a weapon. But that's it.
Yeah. Well, they ran the same exact play four times and went to four different receivers on the same play. And Romo pointed it out.
Yeah.
They're going to run the same exact play, and they're just going to go. This time they're going to go, boom, they go into Gronk on the go route. Well, this time we're going to go into the outside. Now we're going to go here. Now we're going to go there. And run the same play until they stopped it. And they didn't because they ended up in the end zone.
Yep.
610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. We are live at the 2019 Philly Auto Show. We're back.
Fill in now.
Yeah, it is. People roaming around. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to tell you about FanDuel because I've been telling you about FanDuel Sportsbook and how they are offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And the $500 bet, it is great. It's just the beginning, though, because they have tons of other awesome promos, which happen all the time, that I love. How about odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more? You can take advantage of those like I do whenever you please. And you got to check out the great cash-out feature as well that makes it easy to get your winnings early. FanDuel Sportsbook, they offer some of the most competitive lines around. How about Sixers? Toronto tonight, matchup at home. You know how good they are at home. And you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport when you use my code Jason. Signing up is simple, and it's easy to add money to your account or withdraw winnings whenever you want. And download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey and sign up with my code Jason to make your first bet Best part, if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund, inside credit up to $500. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Live at the 2019 Auto Show, sitting right in the middle of the supercars. Supercars are cool. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano. All right, a couple things we got to get to. Tonight, Sixers, Raptors. And when I look at this game, it's funny because I know we're going, oh, if they can beat Toronto, they're among the four. I think your four's already set.
In the East.
It's just about how much better you can get with personnel via trade. How much more you can help your team. And it's why, like, to me, the greatest need that this team has is a stretch four.
Mm-hmm. And Mirotić is your guy now. Because of the Kevin Love contract extension.
Yeah, he's no good. Mirotić's contract is up at the end of the year.
Yeah, so that's a good dump situation for New Orleans. So it's perfect. But, yeah, things are really tight right now in the East, Ant. The Sixers, Celtics, and Pacers. Now, the Pacers are going to drop
because
Oladipo's gone.
Yeah.
But they're all 5.5 back of the top seed, the Bucks. So there's some jockeying. And look, the Celts here. Don't look now, but here come the Celts. 9-1 in their last 10. They won, what, four straight? Here come the Celts getting it together.
Yeah, but again, it's all about what you see now. Those four teams, it's going to be awesome because those four teams' playoffs are going to be great. The thing that sucks is that you know who's going to win the title.
Yeah, Golden State.
I mean, that's the shame of it.
Yeah. And you hope that this is the last year of that foregone conclusion that a team that puts that five on the floor with Steph, Clay, KD, Draymond, and Boogie Cousins. Come on, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, here's the problem. Like, do you believe that league? See, here's the problem with that league. Is that it's all well and good that the Warriors are going to break up, but you're still going to have the same super teams.
Yeah. Well, and somebody just tweeted, and I want to ask
right?
you about
so
this.
So you're going to have. So Anthony Davis wants to play with LeBron. So that deal gets done. We figure about it, right? Durant and Kyrie match up. They want to go to New York. So one of the most interesting teams are the Mavericks with Porzingis and Doncic.
Yeah, and where they go from here.
But again, they can't. Like, you go, that's a fun mix, but they can't win.
No, because they can't compete with LeBron and Anthony Davis and Kawhi if he goes out there. And the Sixers with Embiid, Simmons, and Butler can be in that mix with further development for Simmons especially. And you got to figure out if they're going to sign Jimmy Butler. This guy tweets me and goes, preface, LeBron is the GOAT. But I'm getting so sick of all these players running to play with LeBron now in L.A.
Yeah,
Bron is starting to get a little annoying.
So Bron tweeted, was ripping the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And said, I need some NBA trade room, which was a great line by LeBron. It was a great line, though. Well, it made me laugh.
Yeah, it was a little self-deprecating because he's always involved with all of them because of who he wants to bring to play with him or, you know, he wants a new coach. LeBron is getting annoying. I mean, LeBron's been annoying, you know, with getting guys to come play with him and controlling who the coach is and everything. But he's a great player, but it is getting a little annoying. And I don't know what the NBA can do.
Yeah.
because I don't want this collection of LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Kawhi with the Lakers. I don't. Can the Sixers beat that?
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Because do you think LeBron?
I'd rather have Anthony Davis go to L.A. than Boston.
No, I agree with that. He's out of the conference.
So, see ya.
Okay, but can you imagine LeBron, Kawhi, and Anthony Davis? I mean, who cares who the other two guys are?
I think Kawhi's going to Clippers.
You think he's going to end up with the Clip, huh?
Yeah, I don't think I have a weird feeling that he's not. He doesn't. I mean, he could, but.
Going to have LeBron, Chablon, and I don't need to play with you?
I don't know. I mean, I could see him playing. He's weird enough that I could see him play for the Clippers.
All right, well, why can't he be weird enough to play in Philly? Yeah? You
know? On the West Coast.
All right, well. Be weird and be a contrarian and play on the East Coast.
I want to do a little thing with you and the audience. And I want you to be complete. Like, one of the rules is, well, you have to bear your soul honestly.
Oh, boy.
All right? Bear your soul honestly. So I got a few of these questions that are gnawing at me.
All right.
And the one that gnaws at me, I go back, I hate to even bring it up, but I feel like I need to. And it's Brett Brown.
Mm.
Because, like, I love Brett as a guy. I think he's a wonderful man, and he's got a great temperament, and he's a really good basketball man.
Rare breed to go through what he went through. Come out smiling.
So I root for Brett Brown. I do. But I don't know if he's the guy. And I guess we'll find out. One of the things that you're going to find out between now and the end of the year, really with the playoffs, is if Brett's the answer.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about rotations at times, and he's got a rhyme and a reason for them. Sometimes I don't know what they are, but I kind of look for it. Is he the guy? And I want him to be the guy.
You're rooting for him.
I do. I root
for him.
I just don't know.
Yeah. I don't think anybody knows yet. I think most people feel like they know that he's not the right guy, because oftentimes it's not the guy who's there for the rebuild that's the guy to lead you over the goal line.
Right. But that doesn't take account the individual person. Right. That doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with you. Most cases. That's true. It never works out like that.
Yeah.
But this could be a different case.
Yeah, and every case is different. And he now has three players.
Is he it?
Well, I mean, because the problem that people have is you go back to that Boston series last year where they were favored and, you know, they come out of that Miami series and win in five to in the first round of the playoffs. And then he got significantly, at least the perception is, significantly outcoached by Brad Stevens, right? And you go, you know, you saw the Sixers' weaknesses costing them.
See, again, I'm going to mix sports a little bit. We saw Belichick win the game.
Yeah.
He did. He won the game. He should have been MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He won the game. He stopped. It was his mind that stopped the Rams' offense, shut down Goff, out-coached McVay. He did it all the entire playoffs.
Yeah, Chargers.
Completely, that team had a shot.
Yep.
That team was
live.
They had a shot. And he wrecked them. He wrecked them in Kansas City.
Yeah, on the road, Arrowhead.
He takes out Kelce, and he takes out Tyreek Hill. All right? So he wins. He won for them. Now, basketball's different, but we saw what Brad Stevens did for the Celtics last year.
Mm-hmm.
And my question,
without Kyrie,
is, can Brett bring his game to that?
Oof.
Can Brett, I don't know. And I don't know. I'm not a believer in all the analytics, and I wonder how much that he puts stock into those analytics. Well, sometimes it feels like he's coaching too.
Yeah, maybe not to the extreme of like Gabe in baseball, but similarly with his rotations and his time substitution
patterns. Like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you need to be a little lax. Sometimes you got to go more feel. I'm not saying you don't use the analytics as a tool, but whoever said this, that if you are, if you know your team good enough, there's no need for the analytics because you already know the numbers.
Yeah.
You already, what you believe because you know your team so well should match up with the analytics.
Yeah, they would be congruent, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're asking me a tough question.
So I'm, and here's the deal.
I'm leaning that he's not the guy.
I want to hear from the audience on this. Yeah. Because I'm kind of.
You got to lean?
I feel guilty even bringing the conversation
no,
up.
No, it's a valid conversation. And don't let the fact that you like him and you're rooting for him.
I'm trying to be completely objective. But yeah. I do think he is a good basketball man. I do.
That's not the question.
I believe that. But my question is he the guy? And, you know, listen, to what he has had so far, he doesn't have, he's been missing ingredients. First of all, what they did last year, I thought was a great accomplishment.
Yeah, 16 straight to end the regular season.
I mean, look where they were the year before that. It's Ben's first year, and I thought it was they won a playoff series.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is he's dealing with Embiid, who was basically in his first full season, and Simmons in his first full season last year, too.
Right.
So you consider how young those two are, to get what he got out of them is impressive. But it's the way it looked in the playoffs that's the problem. So if I got a slight lean, I'll go 58% that he's not going to be the right guy.
Okay, so you say 58% he's out.
Yeah, that he's not going to be the guy that's going to be able to.
And mind you, that decision will likely happen at the end of the year.
Well, there's a big assessment.
Like
period.
If he's
right.
not, if he's n- if you deem him not the guy,
got to move.
Then that would be this offseason.
Yeah. Well, part of the equation, too, is always, if not him, who? So who is the right guy? Is that guy available?
That's
yeah.
exactly it. I literally am curious of what people think because I don't know. I'm bearing my soul with him. But trying to be...
All right, so where are you on it? Give me your percentage.
As objective as possible.
Because I think you're probably right near where I am is how I'm reading it, but without you saying it. So go ahead and say it. Where are you?
Probably. I want to hear people.
All
my basketball...
Is this a Mikey Mist trap door you're giving me here?
I want to have this dialogue. I want to listen to people. Sometimes I go off half-cocked, all right? I want to listen to people, and I just want to take it in.
So you want them to make the case?
One way or the other.
All right, and see if that can sway you.
Yeah, look, we got a lot of great basketball people. I want to talk to them.
All right, so you want
to... I have a series of these questions that cover every sport.
All right,
but I want to do the Brett Brown thing because it's uncomfortable.
So you're like on the jury, and you need to rehear some evidence. You're asking the judge, hey, we're still hung as a jury here.
Yes.
I need to rehear some evidence. You're a little riding on the people.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Gerald in Germantown on the Fanatic. What's up, Gerald?
Hey guys, how y'all doing, man?
Listen, what's up, G?
Hey, listen, man. We got to get a new coach. Here's why.
First guy, new coach.
We have a dominant big man. We need a coach that knows how to coach. A dominant big man. Brett Brown's system is more of the Euro system. The Harlem Globetrotter system passing around the top. Somebody cut there. Embiid set a pick. Nah, man. I need a coach that's going to tell Embiid to rim run. You run from rim to rim, and then you park it right there on the box, man.
Yeah, but you take away part of his game if you do that, Gerald, and that's not fundamentally what Brett wants to do, and that's not what the NBA is.
He can always trail and shoot a three. That's not a problem, but I don't want him standing out there shooting.
I agree. I feel that's part of one of my problems. Yes, that's part of one of my issues is that, you know, the spacing element. And in fairness to Brett, he's still missing shooters. That's not his fault.
And here's another one of my things. That I don't want to make trades for the sake of trades. You know what I mean? Golden State is a pretty much a lock to win the championship, right? I don't want to give up assets to gather one-year players or players that contract expire in 2 years, and you look down the line, we're just like the Pelicans, and Embiid and Simmons wants to leave because we don't have those young.
Oh my God, that's I just like shivered.
Yeah, so
we have. I don't want that.
You finally get these guys, you suffer to get them, and you lose them.
We have to get on the waiver wire, like we picked up Bellinelli and Ilyasova.
Yeah,
and keep our assets. We need those young assets. Mm. Embiid and Simmons is young, a kid. It's like their second year. What's the rush? We gonna get there.
All right, but Gerald, you're pulling the ripcord.
Well, I appreciate it. I like
Gerald, great call, man. Thanks, brother. Appreciate that. Now, do me a favor, too. If you have a name, throw it out there. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's a weird sport, right? Where, like, there's such, you have some elite guys, then you have guys that are just, and most of them aren't any good. Most of them are revolving door.
Yeah.
Of coaches.
They go from here to there and everywhere in between. Well, look, I mean, look, like, go back to Chicago with Doug Collins, and then you had to bring in Phil. I mean, you had the greatest player of all time. Needed a different coach. Needed a different system. So, now you think Jordan would have won with anybody, but that's you.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan would have won with Tony DeLeo on the bench.
No, but seriously, yes. And it's why I still feel he's more GOAT than Brady.
All right, because Brady's more system.
Well, no.
Product of the coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to take Belichick out of that equation.
Okay.
Because I just watched him win another one. Right. And he had no business winning this year.
Nah, you're right, but he's got 6 rings.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, what I mean, Belichick had no business winning with this team again.
Yeah, and yet he finds a way again.
He's much smarter than everybody else.
Yeah, it's insane, frankly, what he does. Mark in Mount Airy's on the Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great show.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, I love the topic, and I got to tell you, man, it's time to swallow a hard truth, man. If you're asking the question, Brett Brown ain't the coach, right? I mean,
so what are you seeing, Mark? Like, tell me what you see.
I see a coach who's in love with certain players because he went through that traumatic situation, and I see a coach who's rigid in his rotations, and I see a coach that doesn't come up with things on the fly. The only game that I can say Brett Brown won the coaching duel, surprisingly, was the Golden State Warriors.
I was going to bring that up to you, like what you think was.
Other than that, name a game where Brett Brown outcoached somebody and they won because he outcoached.
Yeah.
It doesn't jump out.
Yeah.
He has superior talent. He hasn't come up with a way to all three of the guys work together. He's tried Jimmy Butler at the point, and it took him 2 months to do that. And he doesn't make adjustments in the middle of the game or at the end of the game.
Yeah,
I mean, it's obvious that JoJo still gets tired at the end of the game, which is understandable because this is his first year. But Brett doesn't make any allowances for that. He doesn't pull him out of the game before he makes 5 stupid turnovers. He doesn't sit in when he makes stupid turnovers. I mean, the improvement that
you got to consider the option behind him too. You're trying to win games too, Mark.
I understand that, but I mean, think about it. The improvement that's come over this past year is because Ben has gotten better. The improvement that happened at the beginning of the year was because JoJo got better.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're actually contending for the first spot in the East is because we got Butler. It's not because of any magical coaching adjustment that Brett.
No, I know, but you would agree though, Mark, and you make great points. I mean, but you would agree that he doesn't have the perfect team.
He needs leadership.
Yeah, I mean, like,
he
does. I mean, you can't run anywhere near his system without having that.
Yeah, but a lot of guys don't have the perfect team. Like, look, Brad Stevens didn't have the perfect Kyrie out last year.
Mark Sharp.
You know? But the other thing
that's a sharp call we just had.
The other thing, though, when you look at it, and you can say, yeah, well, Embiid has 4 turnovers, hook him out of the game. And like the other caller prior to him said, hey, you should run him rim to rim. Well, you're going to gas the guy, too.
Yeah, but there are times when...
Yeah,
situational. Which goes back to more feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does. But he... It's funny because Mark, we kind of simpatico You need a stretch four.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run anywhere near his system and not have a stretch four.
Yeah, and not have guys that can shoot it besides JJ.
And around this team, around those guys.
610-632-0975. We are coming to you live from the 2019 Philly Auto Show. We'll be here till 2 o'clock today. If you're in the coming down or you're in the building, stop by, say hello. We're here at the A2 section and the Supercar Show area. So stop by. It's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
You've been lied to. That's right. The woman in your life has been lying to you. She's been telling you anything for Valentine's Day. Now, you know that's ridiculous, right? You know it's a test, it's a trick, it's a ruse. Steven Singer knows that. He calls it insincere sincerity. It's like when you tell somebody that I can't wait to pick you up at the airport, or yeah, I'll help you move. These are little white lies of life, but the worst is when the person you love the most says they don't want anything for Valentine's Day, because if you don't get anything, you're out. You're out, Tom. And what better way to say I love you than with a real long-stem American Beauty rose, deeply and lavishly dipped in pure 24-karat gold. It lasts forever, just like your love, starting at $59. Go now to ihatestevensinger.com. See all the exclusive colors like Valentine's Day red, where the petals are red and trimmed in 24-karat gold, or Sweet Love, which is a lush lavender color. They come with your own personalized love note and Steven Signature gift box, shipped for free. Leave it to one of America's best jewelers to have one of America's best gifts, a gift she will cherish forever. Only available at ihatestevensinger.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're back live at the Philly Auto Show.
Hello.
Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. Yeah, place is filling in nicely. People checking out all the fantastic automobiles. Sent a bunch of pictures to my wife. She's like, oh my God, you got to bring your son here this weekend.
It's awesome. Yeah. Great people.
I have to look on people's faces when they see like those
cars. Oh my God.
Supercars.
Yeah.
They're just looking at them like, oh my God, like you can get in that thing and drive it.
Yeah,
it's a rocket ship.
It is. It's incredible. Here's our girl, Rhonda.
Yeah, she's all pumped up.
I love Rhonda.
I can see Rhonda driving that Rolls.
Our production maven.
I can see her driving that big Rolls over there.
Yeah.
She's a big grill.
She's.
Well, you get her out of the office. Look what happens. I'll tell you.
She's so cool, Ron.
Bring the heat's coming up in moments, but we also can get back to the phones at 610-632-0975. And you asked the question.
Yeah.
You didn't go. You came in like heavy with this question. Is Brett Brown the right guy?
I kind of wanted to talk about it because it's very germane. This season, from really how it winds down, into the playoffs, and what happens, and again, part of the equation is about having, what you got. Do you have enough?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, do you have the right guys? Do you have, like we talk about the stretch four? Does he have enough to be able to truly evaluate, who he is and if he's the guy or not?
Yeah, and you got to evaluate a guy when he's got tools. Like it was unfair to evaluate him through the process of trying to lose with Isaiah Cannons and Tony Roten and all those guys. It's starting to get a lot more fair to judge him, but maybe it's not completely fair yet. But as you heard on the phones, Ant, he ain't the right guy. People got their mind made up too. Now people said that about Charlie Manuel, right?
You're not doing the double switch.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, it's different though. It's different in the. See, the problem is like I can't answer the question. Like I'm struggling to answer the question because there are certain things that he'll let the analytics get in his way sometimes, and I'm curious about like some of the rotations that you see.
Yeah, you saw one last week that you went nuts over.
I know, but like, you know, here's the thing. It's unfair to continually harp on it if you don't have the players, right? Like, so he doesn't have the players. I can give him real honest-to-goodness alibis, because I do think he's, like, he's just, look, he knows what he's doing. He's a good basketball man. I think he's got a great temperament. He's really good with young players. So, you know, I mean, the idea of having, understanding that, you know, maybe I got to give Butler the ball a little bit to create more space, you know, especially his system.
Well, the other thing, too, and like you said, we're rooting for Brett.
I want to see him be the guy. Like, I feel like for what he did, he would deserve to be the guy. If that makes sense to you.
Now, conversely, like Gabe, like we say we're rooting for Gabe because we're rooting for the Phillies, but like I don't identify with Gabe Kapler in any type of way. None. Like I don't identify with his thinking, his lifestyle, his way of eating ice cream, nothing. Like Brett, I go, okay, he's like, you know, he's his coach. He's sports coach.
Right.
You know, like in the old school sense. And, you know, he came up, went through the ranks with Pop and the whole thing. And so, I identify with a guy like Brett Brown. I don't identify with a guy like Gabe Kapler. I'm rooting for him because I want the Phillies to have success and bring that sport back to prominence in this town, because God knows we need it over the summer. But I don't root for him in the same way I root for Brett.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, well, you know Brett, and Brett's an easy guy to like.
Yeah, got likable qualities about him.
Gabe's weird.
Not weird. Yeah,
I mean, let's be real. I mean, he's weird. Yeah, sometimes weird is endearing, and weird's cool, and sometimes weird is just weird.
Yeah,
and
everybody's got a disposition, right?
Right.
Like Charlie was lovable because he was like the father figure.
Yeah,
you know, and let's go to Doug. Same kind of thing. You know, he's the guy who loves on his players.
Yeah, but Doug is a genuinely, he's good got guy. That man's man, like a good dude. He relates, and guys don't quit on him. I'll tell you.
Go back to what Favre said.
What he did and they this year, and they didn't quit on him, that was impressive.
I said this. And I think you probably agree now. I think at the time when I said it initially, I don't know that you agree, but I think the job that Doug did this year was far more impressive than the one he did to win the Super Bowl. Because he was up against major obstacles.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I was just so impressed with the fact that his team didn't quit, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
that if you don't know what Doug's greatest quality is, that's it.
And to your point as well, you know, you lose those coaches and you got an inexperienced right-hand man, to an experienced right-hand man.
Yeah.
Quarterback's coach, too. So, you know.
You see they brought in G.J. Kinney to be on the coaching staff?
Yeah.
So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. 610-632-0975. Boy, I hope we go into next Eagle season and they take us on a magical ride again. I missed, like, seeing the Super Bowl. Like, I missed it. Like, I'm going.
That's the problem is that we're now in.
Greedy.
We're now in Super Bowl or bust type of.
Well,
because
I see these rats up in New England with another stinking parade this week, and I'm going, come on, that could be us.
So they've had 12 in the last...
Since 2000.
12 since 2000.
Yeah. You're
12
kidding, right?
Parades.
And if there's any fan base you'd wish to have less than it'd be them.
It's them.
Yeah. Them in New York.
12.
Yeah.
I believe it's two parades in the last 98 days, somebody said.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Two parades in the last 98 days.
Yeah, we went 25 years, essentially 100 seasons between parades.
And they're two biggest sports.
Yeah. Yeah, they won the World Series and the Super Bowl. It drives me bananas. And those fans up there still are miserable.
How could you? I don't even know how you would exist. Like, how do you act after you've experienced 12 of them?
20 years.
Are you desensitized?
They don't seem to be. And you saw the send-off they got at Gillette Stadium. It was outrageous.
It was incredible.
Did you see the aerial shot of that?
Yeah.
I mean, that place was full in the stands and full on the field.
Nah, I was... I mean,
it's impressive.
And it was freezing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Donald on West Oak Lane on the Fanatic. How you doing, Donald?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Don.
All right. Hey, I was looking to your question. You was asking if Brett Brown was the coach for us. Right now, I'm really undecided. You know, I'm undecided with him. Because you gotta look at, you know, what he did once you got some talent. I don't care how good of a coach you are. If you don't got no talent on your team, then your team most likely ain't going nowhere. And since, you know, you go back to last year, you look at what we did last year, we won the playoff game. That's progress. Like, right now, I think the only thing we should be looking at is the progress that the team is making. But for me, I really don't understand why they didn't sign Brewer. Because to me, when I look at the games that he played, you can see where he made an impact. So I don't understand that move. But that's something that has to do with the higher management. You know, we can't really look at Brett Brown for that decision. You know, so some of the
decisions that, so here's that the thing make, with Brewer, though. So the reason why that doesn't happen is they look at it and go, We have money and we have a spot that we think we can upgrade that. Because remember, there's going to be a lot of buyouts, Don. So you'll get a guy that's better. So you don't have to sign listen. I like Corey Brewer too. I was with you, right? Dion, yeah. He's a veteran and all thing, but they expect better guys to be out there.
Yeah, but if you really look at the 76ers history, right? To me, when I look at it, it don't ever seem like anyone ever wants to come to Philadelphia.
Nah,
it don't ever seem like that.
I mean, look, last year, I mean, he winds up getting the Ilyasova and Bellinelli.
Yeah, they were good additions. But I'm talking about anyone that's really significant to the roster that can
You're talking about Brewer.
Yeah, Brewer. They got him, but I'm saying like
No. My point is that you're talking about Corey Brewer. Like listen, all due respect to him because I liked him too, but you know there's a Corey Brewer tree at the park that you just pick him off the tree.
Yeah, I understand.
You can recruit. Thanks, Donald. You can recruit over Corey Brewer. Come on, we getting caught up. He was nice and he served his purpose.
You don't want to
commit to him because you think you're going to do better. What's up, Joe?
I just think they look at him, they look at the spot and they go, the money, there's going to be guys out there that we're going to go sign.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you do it to not fill the hole.
And you can't say the Sixers history. This is a new era. This is the new Philadelphia. It's a new era. It's a new Sixer team.
It's a whole new landscape in Philadelphia.
NBA people love the Sixers.
Yeah, that's that old mentality. We're the redheaded stepchild between New York and D.C. We're not good enough. Those days are gone. I got news
for you. This is our new norm.
Yeah, and I got news for you. To Doug's point, this notion that Kyrie and KD are going to the Knicks, I'm not buying it. Because that owner, Dolan, is a nitwit. You know, that's a mess up there because of the owner. And I think KD and Kyrie are smart
for
enough.
For years. I don't think. You think Kyrie's smart?
Well, I don't know if he's smart or not, but
he's a flat earther.
KD knew that couldn't beat the Golden State Warriors, he had to join them.
Did you hear him Friday?
Kyrie?
Yeah.
What he said at practice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an ass.
Yeah. You expect him to. He'll be in New York.
Well, he can go to New York by himself and go up there and play without Porzingis. But KD's coming here.
Yeah.
We got to bring KD to the auto show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.